G'day and welcome to Partakers. Welcome also to Monday and our Think Spot together. Charlotte Bronte once said, "Life appears to me to be too short to be spent in nursing animosity or registering wrongs." Many people nurse a guilty conscience owing to holding on to that same animosity or wrongs done to them or having done wrong things to other people themselves. As a consequence, their life is filled with turmoil and bitterness. You may well be one of those people. I don't know. What I do know is that your conscience is the faculty which is sensitive to right and wrong and judges our actions and our attitudes. Everybody has one, and all are sensitive to spiritual truths, whether they are immediately aware of it or not. According to the Bible, a clear conscience is essential for inner peace and joy, confidence in prayer, good health, effective service, right relationships, effective witnessing, making right decisions, and victory in spiritual battle. A clear conscience is the inner joy and peace of spirit which results from having all personal wrongs made right with those whom a person had offended, either God or some other person. However, many Christians carry around guilty consciences due mainly to unconfessed sins, and that affects relationships with God, relationships with other people, and their own relationship with themselves. And if left unchecked, a conscience which is guilty slowly grows dead, cold, and silent. That is, until such time that the guilt has been assuaged and put right. If at the moment you are burdened by a guilty conscience, ask the Holy Spirit to show you clearly what is affecting your conscience. Then decide at any cost to clear it up in the power of this same Spirit. He will help you. Pray to the Father and ask forgiveness, 1 John 1:9, and then fully accept His love and forgiveness. And if there is anybody else involved, then you will also need to go ask that person for their forgiveness, Matthew 5, verse 23 to 24. Ask the Father to help you go, and the Spirit will help you, because one of the hardest things in the world to say is, "I was wrong, please forgive me." Your conscience can be cleansed because of what Jesus Christ did on the cross. Hebrews 9 verse 14 says, "How much more then will the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself unblemished to God, cleanse our consciences from acts that lead to death, so that we may serve the living God." Go into this week ready to serve this living God, being confident that the Holy Spirit who lives within you, if you are a follower of Jesus, He empowers you, is transforming you, and He desires that your conscience be clear. He will help you overcome if you ask. Thanks for joining us on Partakers at the start of a new week. Come and revisit us real soon. May God bless you this week.